as they say in hockey, let's do that hockey.
Ooh, welcome to another edition of the Power Play Podcast. I am your host, the one and only Vinny Milani, alongside Anthony, the backup. How the hell are you, buddy?
I'm doing great. It is Friday. It's been a long work week. I'm excited to talk some hockey. I'm super pumped for some of the surprises we have on this week's episode, our 50th episode. I don't know if you mentioned that.
We hit but the it's our big 50th episode. 50. We hit the big 50 this
week. It
only
took us like 3 years.
But it did. It took us a very, very long time.
We've made it to 50. Here's to 50 more. We have an awesome show lined up.
Just 50 more?
In the heat of the summer.
Just 50 more?
It's just a saying. It's an expression. Like, oh, it's been a great 4 years with my stupid girlfriend. Let's do another four great fucking years.
Oh, yeah. Is that how it goes?
That's exactly how it goes.
Have you ever even had a girlfriend, bro? Nope, never had a girlfriend.
Well, that's how it goes.
I met Alicia, and I was like, you know what? You're not my girlfriend. I'm just going to lock you up right now.
You got to Facebook post the shit out of it.
What?
You got to Facebook post them.
You talking about posting?
Posting.
Are you talking about posting?
Posting.
Are you talking about posting, Anthony?
Yes.
Oh boy, you're in for a treat. You are in for a treat. We've got a great episode ahead of us, guys. Like Anthony said, we've got a lot of surprises going on in the show. And should I just say it now, or you want it to be a full surprise?
You want to get into the? Are you talking about the PIMS or our surprise?
I'm talking about the surprise. You want to break the news here? I'm going to break the news anyway.
Break the news.
In honor of our 50th episode, we have our favorite guest of the show, Travis Jake, SPHL Defenseman of the Year. Travis Jake coming back onto the show for his third appearance. And we're going to talk about it a little later on in the show with him. But he definitely had the power play bump, by the way. We have the power play push.
The power play push.
We gave Jake the power play push. We're going to talk about it with him a little later on.
I don't know if anyone wants the power play push, buddy.
Well, he got the power play push.
He got it anyways.
And became an all-star and became Defenseman of the Year. So we've got Travis Jake joining us a little bit later on in the show. Don't forget to follow us on all of our social media platforms at The Power Play Pod on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And you can find us wherever you listen to your podcast. That's iTunes. That's SoundCloud. That's Player FM. That's Stitcher. That's Spotify. That's wherever you get your podcast. We're there at the Power Play Podcast. Don't forget to give us a review, the 5 stars or the 1 star, whichever one you want to do. Just give us a review. Let us know what you think of the show. Anthony, the cat is jumping in on the studio here, and we are rolling here, bud. Oh, I don't even have my drops ready.
Wow. 30 seconds into the podcast, we haven't had any drops. What the hell?
We never even got an official count last week of the drops. But you know what time it is, Anthony, right? You know what time?
I have no idea what time it is.
You don't know, because we have no. Here we go, bud.
PIMS of the week. PIMS of the week.
Oh, this is perfect.
PIMS of the week.
You did it.
I did it.
Now, Brett will live on with us forever.
He will live on forever, and it is time for the PIMS of the week. We are starting off by giving you, sir, the first 2 minutes. I think this is your first penalty PIMS of the week here.
I kind of deserve this one.
You do.
I'll take it. I deserve it.
It was brought to my attention that you did not post your setup of the week last week. I can't remember who you had, to be honest with you.
I don't remember. Yikes. Either. It was a kid who was in the ECHL a lot, but he was in the Capitals organization.
He's currently in the Winnipeg organization, by the way. Yeah. He is currently in the Winnipeg organization.
I think he's hired Manitoba.
Yeah. Carlson. Carlson was his last name. Okay. I can't remember his first name though.
All right, yeah. I just really like to set up.
But either way, you are getting 2 minutes for not posting the setup of the week.
Well deserved.
Last week, we had fans messaging me directly, not even to our Power Play, like Instagram or Twitter or anything
just,
like that.
Just tell me to get my shit together, basically.
Get shit together, bud. Yeah. 2 minutes, bud.
Absolutely.
2 minutes.
Absolutely.
4 minutes is going to the Toronto Maple Leafs, and you brought this to my attention because I actually just kind of forgot about this one, that Mitch Marner wasn't locked up, and the Toronto Maple Leafs are getting 4 minutes for not locking up a stud of a forward in Mitch Marner. It's just unacceptable at this point. It really is.
Yeah.
Really is 100% unacceptable. Any thoughts on that, bud?
This was kind of my idea to put this in there. I think about it every day. Like, man, am I going to hear some news about Marner? And it's like, is this going to be another Nylander situation where they're going to start the season without him? I don't think they can afford to do that. He's such an important player on their roster. I think they need to get their shit together, figure out how to pay this guy, trade whoever, figure out how to pay this guy and get him on your team, because Mitch Marner is a game changing talent.
And we've already given Pims to the Maple Leafs fans for shitting on Marner for wanting so much money.
Give the guy, he deserves to get paid. He's one of the best players in the NHL right now. That's where the pay is going. It's only going up from here. Give him his money.
Exactly. Give Mitch Marner the money, Toronto Maple Leafs.
He still wants less money than Tavares and Matthews.
Exactly. Okay. Exactly. So, he deserves that money. Toronto Maple Leafs, get your shit together. 4 minutes going to you. And 5 minutes, Anthony, 5 minutes is going to, this is actually kind of hockey related now that we brought up Mitch Marner.
Absolutely.
Mitch Marner, though, is unlikely to actually sit out. Like we are seeing in the NFL right now, we're giving 5 minutes to just players that are sitting out, that are holding out for more money, especially like guys like Ezekiel Elliott, who's holding out 2 years.
He's still on his rookie deal. He has 2 years left on his rookie deal, and he's not going to camp because he's trying to negotiate his contract. It's like, dude, just shut up and show up. I kind of understand if you're in your contract year. Like you want to get it done. You're just trying to get signed. I just feel like these guys are just taking everything for granted. It's like, you guys need to appreciate what you have. Exactly. You're still making millions of dollars. Why are you hurting the rest of the team? Ezekiel Elliott not being on the field is hurting his team.
Yeah, no, it is.
Not to get too much in the football, but that's the facts. And you know what?
I mean,
I will say my main point of wanting to make this a PIM is to kind of shit on the NFL and how their players are acting right now. Versus, like, you don't see that as much.
Well, we saw it last year with William Nylander.
You see it with that's one player.
That was what I was just about one to bring player. Up to you. Was
how
William
many players
Nylander.
Are doing it right now in the NFL?
There is five or six top NFL players that are sitting out right now for their teams.
Melvin Gordon's another one.
Jadeveon Clowney. Michael Thomas.
Yeah.
Yannick Ngakoue of our Jacksonville Jaguars.
Yeah.
And Ezekiel Elliott.
Yeah. And like, I want them all to get paid. They're all tremendous athletes.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like if you're like Ezekiel Elliott, well, you're 2 years away, dude, just shut up and play.
Exactly. I mean, honestly, we talk about the fact that, if it's your contract year, I can kind of understand. But honestly, I mean, like you said, they're getting paid a bunch of money. They're going to get paid their money either way. And obviously, it's mainly for health reasons and really because they want their money.
Yeah.
But the thing is, it's just like you're going to get your money.
Yeah. And say this, it's not all their fault. Also, some of the onus needs to be on the owners and the team. If these guys are worth the money, pay them.
Just like Mitch Marner.
Don't make them hold out. Pay them. Ezekiel Elliott is worth the money. Pay him.
Yeah, no, I agree. I agree 100%. And that was a great Pims of the Week here, bud.
We're rolling on number 50 here.
2 minutes going to you for not posting your setup of the week. 4 minutes going to the Toronto Maple Leafs for not locking up Mitch Marner. And 5 minutes are going to, we'll just say, those players in other leagues that are sitting out and wanting more money and holding out
on their contracts. Let me change to the players and teams.
Players and teams,
because it's a two-way street. Teams need to know who to pay.
Yeah. I agree 100%, and like you said, it affects the team going forward.
Absolutely.
That was our Pims of the Week, and Anthony, it is now time. It's your time, bud. It's your time. Anthony, it is now time for your setup of the week. What do you have for us today, buddy?
This week we've got a bit of a change from what I normally like to do, which is like the most colorful custom sets.
Yeah, the ones that stand out.
That's usually what I like to do. But this week I dialed it back a little bit, got a simple yet clean setup for you guys. It's Jacob Markstrom's setup from this past season. It's a white-based E-Flex 4 with a little bit of blue and green trim to match the colors. It's just a clean setup. When you look at it, it's not going to wow anyone, but it's a nice, clean setup. It looks good on him. It looks good with the colors. And the EFX 4 graphic in general is pretty sweet. You can do so many things with it. I like what he chose to do. It looks like it's almost been like cut by daggers here. And he's got it with matched with the Bauer Vapor Stick. It's
nice.
It looks nice. It's just a nice, clean setup. And I kind of wanted to do something different this week. Because I've been knocking them out with like the most extravagant custom setups. So I just wanted to dial it back.
That is really different because his counterpart goaltender Thatcher Demko has Huge a Bryan's very guy. Colorful, normally has a very colorful setup and a very intricate setup.
Yeah, he usually goes through a couple of Bryans a season. I remember, it's funny, Thatcher Demko, when he was in Utica, I think he still plays in Utica most of the time anyways, they had a special night, and he had these black and green pads. Oh, they glowed in the dark.
Oh, those are so sick.
That's not our setup of the week, but it might be in the future.
But I think it's just funny that you pick the other
I went to the other spectrum.
Yeah, the other end of it with someone who's on that same exact team, which is kind of cool.
Yeah, simple yet aesthetically pleasing.
Beautiful, beautiful.
That was strangely arousing.
I think I'm a little bit more prepared with my drops today.
You haven't been abusing them as much today. I'm proud of you.
I've been strategically just...
Yeah, just slipping them in.
Yeah, just slipping them in, you know.
Slipping them in.
Whoa, okay. All right. Cool. So that was Anthony Milani's setup of the week. Anthony will be posting that to the Twitter at the Power Play Pod, hopefully sooner rather than later. So when you're listening to this, it should already be there. 2 minutes, bud. Good. Two minutes.
We just ordered B-dubs from DoorDash, and it's on the way, boys.
Do you know why? Let the listeners know why you ordered B-dubs.
I just felt it in my heart that I wanted to order B-dubs, and no other reason.
And did you pay for me?
I did, because I'm a good person.
No. You just got a 2-minute penalty. You are not a good person.
I don't know what else you want me to say here, bud.
I've never gotten a 2-minute penalty. I've never gotten a 4-minute penalty.
Yeah. You know what your 2-minute penalty is going to be?
What?
That you make yourself the start every fucking week.
Oh, I actually don't have myself as a start this week, bud. But now that you bring it up, I am going to go right into my start.
This week, I'm starting myself, I'm going to call myself up.
No, I don't want to sit. Why would I want to sit myself?
Because you're an idiot.
I just sit you. Because you're just bad.
You got that, buddy?
No, you didn't even tell people. Wait a second.
What are you putting your phone on over there?
What? Charger, because my phone's going to die, and I don't want it to die.
The little pad's a charger?
Yeah, it's a bad idea. You're still stuck in the Stone Age with the iPhone 6, right?
I got the iPhone 8, buddy.
Do you really?
Yeah, I'm rocking the 8.
Why are you lying to me?
Dude, this is the 8.
Is it?
Yeah, you son of a bitch.
Oh, that's unbelievable. If you want to charge it, it's the battery charger. That's what it's meant to do. Okay, so No.
Let's hear your start.
Okay, we'll get into it another time here. My start of the week is Evgeny Kuznetsov of the Washington Capitals surfing and playing hockey at the same time. I don't know if you saw that.
I saw the little video of that. It's impressive.
It was pretty impressive when Evgeny Kuznetsov was surfing and then his buddies throw him a stick and his gloves, and he's like kind of like just – he's not actually like playing hockey, obviously – but he's like going to town, like moving his soft hands, the stick and everything, and it was really impressive. Yeah. It was impressive and hilarious.
And funny. Yeah.
100%. I am starting Evgeny Kuznetsov surfing the surf hockey is what I'm starting.
Nice.
I am calling up goaltending for the Icemen.
Explain.
And it's not what you think. It's not that I'm saying that they need goaltending. I'm saying that it's an underrated topic here. It's an underrated conversation amongst Iceman fans and really in that entire organization. They have, from top to bottom, great goaltending. You have what? What are you tapping me on the back here for?
You're doing a good job.
Oh, thanks, buddy. I appreciate it.
You're doing a good
job. From top to bottom, they have great goaltending. You look at the very, very top at Connor Hellebuyck. Then you see guys like Mikael Burden. Then you see your setup, your former setup of the week that we can't remember his first name. But Carlson was his last name.
Also, Appleby.
Appleby's kind of underrated. Comrie's there.
Eric Comrie's good.
And it's incredible
to
see.
They have great goalies.
The talent. I can't remember. Oh, what was the other guy's name? The other goalie's name that was a backup this season for the Icemen. He had the Ducks bucket.
Angus Redmond,
that was it.
The games that I saw Redmond, he wasn't playing his best. He may have been in a little bit of a rut.
I don't know.
I think I only saw him play twice, so I really can't. I can't judge the guy on two games.
Yeah, no, that's fair, I guess.
And like I said, I didn't say he's bad. I said he's in a rut.
Yeah, no, that's
goalies with goalies. It's so mental.
It is so mental.
If a goalie can get his confidence and his mind right, he can win the Stanley Cup just like Jordan Binnington.
Yeah, he's
like, and like it's crazy when you think about like guys like Mikael Burden being in the ECHL. Like he could, I feel like he could play in the NHL right now.
They're
so deep at goalie, starting with Connor Hellebuyck, just like you said. Like it's unreal. Their situation is going to be good for a long time unless they make these trades. You know, I don't know how long they're willing to keep Mikael Burden down in the ECHL before they explore some options for teams that actually need a goalie to maybe trade him or one of their other goalies to move him up, maybe.
Yeah, and I mean it's like I said, though, it's
tough. It's tough sledding for
it
a goalie.
It is tough. It is tough for you guys
in the Winnipeg organization, especially.
It is stacked, and I believe it needs to be talked about more within the organization and within the Iceman fans that our goaltending is so great and our future is very bright within goaltending.
Absolutely.
I'm sitting. I know we talked about this earlier, and we said that we actually think the Icemen are starting to listen to our podcast because they finally announced a signing.
That's the only explanation I can think
of. It really is.
Is that they're listening to us, and if you are listening to us, Icemen, you know we'll accept that position. We'll be ready to be the official pod.
And I don't exactly the official pod of the Jacksonville Icemen, the Power Play Podcast.
Absolutely.
I know. I'm sitting there signing though.
What's wrong with the sign?
I'm sitting Dalton Thrower. That's the guy who they acquired.
Okay.
They acquired him. I was reading up on it. And
so they acquired him. So they didn't sign him. They traded for him. Okay. Who did they have to give up?
Dotzel. Jake Dotzel, I believe his name was.
You're talking about Jake Gensel, dude. He plays for the Penguins.
Nah, dude. I'm pretty sure it was like Dotzel. I can't remember his first.
Okay.
How shitty is this? How shitty is this that I can't remember his first? I'm not good with first
not
names.
Not to offend anyone, but he's just an ECHL player. He's not.
Exactly.
He's not Jake Gensel.
He is not Jake Gensel.
He's not Jake Gensel.
He's not. But either way,
good for him for playing. I don't play for hockey. They didn't
sign. They didn't sign him. Is my point, and that's why I'm sitting the announcement more than I'm sitting the
player.
It's
not so much a big signing, but just like, oh, we made this trade.
Here's something
for you. Yeah,
we want to see some signings. We want to see who's if there is someone coming back. I mean, we've seen a lot of people have been talking about Dejan Mingo. He's still in Jacksonville, so a lot of people are thinking that he's going to be coming back to the team.
Yeah.
That would be a signing to announce. Yeah, him right there.
Obviously, it hasn't happened yet because they probably would have by now.
Also, there's no Hunt. There's no Cam Critchlow. So you're really wondering who's going to be the next leader of this team. And Chris Newberry retired.
That's a bummer. He's such a great guy.
He is such a
great guy.
Great guy. But no, so you see the leadership and you want to know where it's going. You see the leadership going and you want to see what's going to be next for the Jacksonville Iceman leadership.
Absolutely.
That's when you announce a signing like Dejan Mingo and you say, hey, this is our next captain. This is our next leader of the team. Because out of everyone that you can remember that hasn't signed somewhere else, he seems to be the guy.
Absolutely.
So I am sitting. Back to my sit, I'm sitting the announcement of signing Dalton Thrower, and that's my start sits call-ups, Anthony. What do you got for us?
My start sits call. I was checking the status of our DoorDash order.
Oh, yeah? You still haven't said
17 to 20 minutes away. Yeah. Maybe we'll be able to open
Maybe we'll get them on the pod.
I was saying maybe we'll get our delivery guy on the pod. Get their opinions on the pod here.
Yeah.
So let's see here.
Are you starting our DoorDash?
I'm not starting DoorDash. Maybe next week. It depends. If they can drop some hockey knowledge, I'll start them. We'll see.
That'd be sick.
So I'm going to start with my call up this week because I'm really excited about it.
Yeah.
And it's goaltender Garrett Sparks. He was just traded to the Vegas Knights. Kind of not a huge signing, but. With Vegas, the situation that they're in, they have Fleury, obviously. He's the number one. But they haven't really pinned down that number two guy.
You wouldn't say it was Malcolm Subban?
Subban, I think he's the guy you'd think of as the most. But even him, he was up and down in Chicago this year.
Yeah.
They had Legacy as well. With Fleury's injuries, they've gone through a lot of other goalies. And with him being so injury prone, Garrett Sparks, a guy with NHL experience, Calder Cup champion, led his team to a Calder Cup 2 years ago, mind you. This could be his opportunity just to slide in and play well. Could he be this year's Jordan Binnington?
He could be.
Vegas has come close, and in the 2 years they've been in the NHL, they've come close to the Cup both years.
I don't like that.
Playoff teams both years. Could this guy be what they need? I mean, Fleury's great. Nothing against Fleury. But sometimes you need a change, and I think if Fleury gets hurt, this guy goes in.
Yeah,
history's made forever.
That's the only thing I can see happening here is the fact.
I don't think he's going to take Fleury's job. He's not taking a healthy Fleury job. I'm saying opportunity could present himself.
Yeah,
and we've seen him obviously perform at high levels, winning the Calder Cup, leading his team to a championship. He has NHL experience. This could be it for him. If Fleury's getting older, he's becoming more injury prone. That's my point.
What if we saw Seattle come in and the expansion draft happen and Vegas makes Fleury available and they take him, and Fleury goes from one expansion draft team to another expansion draft team.
I can't see them doing that to the Flower, but that would be pretty funny.
But, I mean, technically you can only protect one goalie.
I mean, after the season, we don't know where older. He'll be. We don't know where he'll be after the season.
He's only getting
right.
older, so you know you You're really right. never know. It'd be crazy.
Absolutely.
Go ahead with your starts Absolutely. And your call-ups.
I'm going to go to my start now.
Or your
that
sit.
Was my
start
call-up.
Your sit.
My start is the fact that the preseason Stanley Cup odds are out. The first odds for Stanley Cup champions are out. So anyone who's trying to get a good bet in, we got the Lightning 6-1. Don't do that.
You can bet against that one, bud.
Don't do that. And the Senators at the bottom, 500-1 odds to win the Cup. I don't really think that's worth even. It's worth maybe throwing a couple bucks on.
Yeah, poor Ottawa.
Yeah, it's absolutely worth throwing a couple bucks on. But that's about it. But I think teams that are more in like the 30. I think the Hurricanes were 30-1. That's a good. Those are good odds.
Yeah.
The Rangers are 30-1 too. And earlier I saw they were 60-1. Now it looks like they're 30-1.
Well, look at the teams that they're around. I mean, wow. Why is okay?
This is a little skewed in my opinion. They have like. The Knights 7-1. I don't get it, but I'm just excited that we're getting close up to hockey to where the odds are coming out, and obviously they'll change a little bit. But I'm just excited. This is out. I'll be excited
Hey Anthony, who's the coach of the Tampa Bay Lightning?
Ooh, John Cooper.
You jackass.
Yep.
I didn't drop that. I didn't have that drop last week.
Or as he's known around this apartment. No, you're supposed to do
Which one?
You're supposed to do the jackass drop. Oh. That's the jackass.
I just did the jackass drop.
As he's doing around this apartment.
You jackass.
Oh, okay. All right. That's I just did the jackass one, so I didn't think you wanted me to go with the jackass one.
That's exactly what I wanted you to do. I wanted to hear jackass again.
Okay. Well, All right. I don't like the Toronto Maple Leafs being the third best, having the third best.
No, that's ridiculous. There's some messy odds here, but I'm just happy that hockey's getting close enough to where these odds are coming out. It's just that next step towards
right around the corner,
towards the preseason, the regular season, and we'll really be rolling.
It's
I'm really
right around
excited.
The corner, bud.
Absolutely, it's right around the corner. Your cat just launched. Your cat just launched himself from the counter about 30 feet. That was impressive. Holy shit, that was impressive. Anyways, back to
full,
hockey.
Full like just
back to hockey.
Launching.
Like Jeff Hardy off the top rope here. Anyways,
oh my god,
I'm gonna sit the Calgary Flames.
Oh,
they traded the real deal James Neal, and they picked up Milan Lucic.
I am the smartest man alive.
That's that's Ken Holland in Edmonton saying just loving the fact that
I think that they got just absolutely
hosed.
I mean, I don't know. I don't have words to describe how bad I think this trade is. I don't think Lucic is the player he was. I don't think he's going to be the player he was in Calgary. He's a sandpaper guy, but the way the league is going, he's not going to see much ice time. Whereas I think Neal play with Ryan Nugent-Hopkins on a line with Ryan Nugent-Hopkins, and
if you need him to, he can play with Connor McDavid.
Absolutely. A healthy James Neal this year, I think he could play on a line with Ryan Nugent-Hopkins and really be helpful to this team, even get the Oilers back into the playoff hunt.
Yeah, no, I 100% agree. Yeah, it's crazy to think of that deal actually happening, and I don't see where, like you said, I don't see where it could help Calgary out at. I just really don't understand it.
I think they're trying to gain a little toughness, but
they could gain a pick out of it if James Neal scores. It's such a weird
What's the conditional
it's
pick?
Like,
I don't
if
even
James
know.
Neal scores more than 20 goals Milan Lucic has to outscore
him by like 11. It's
something weird.
I mean, I think he will.
I think he will
Get that pick, but I really think that Calgary could have really used James Neal because they're already right there.
Yeah, no, for sure.
They made the playoffs this past year. They can build on that.
Yeah, I agree. I think
without James Neal, they're taking a step back. Getting Lucic, no, it's not going to help them.
I mean, it's going to be interesting to see. I mean, they have talent in Calgary, and they just added Cam Talbot. So I mean, it's at this point a wait and see if what Calgary actually has planned here. Anthony, that was your starts. That was your sits. That was your call-ups. That was my starts, sits, call-ups. And you know what time it is, Anthony? It's not.
Is it Vader time?
It's not Vader time. It's close though. It's actually better than Vader time.
It's time. What time is that?
It's Jake time.
You wanna kick it on over?
Let's kick it on over. Let's kick it on over to Mr. All Star himself, Defenseman of the Year, Travis Jake.
Absolutely. Here it is, folks.
All right, now we would like to welcome former Jacksonville Iceman, current Fayetteville Marksman Assistant Captain, SPHL All-Star, Defenseman of the Year, Travis Jake. How are you doing, buddy?
Good, guys. It's a little more longer list of things to list off this time, so I guess that's a good thing, right?
It is. We like to say it's the power play push. There's bumps and things like that, but we have the power play push. I mean, is it a coincidence that we talked to you last, and then after we talked to you, you became an All-Star and the Defenseman of the Year? I mean, coincidence? I think.
Yeah, I mean, it must be what the magic is, right?
It's got to be. It's got to be it. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well. How's everything going with you guys?
It's going. It's a lot great. Has changed since the last time we spoke to you. We've kind of upgraded our studio, but
yeah.
But it's been changing, man. A lot has changed for you though, man. You just re-signed with the Fayetteville Marksman. What was that process like?
It was not as complicated as I thought it was going to be. I was looking over in Europe. So that was kind of one of my goals at the end of last year. Talking with family agent, coach and stuff, I didn't have anything that was really made me comfortable. Not saying anything was wrong, but just with the whole overseas thing compared to being a little more secure in the U.S., I wanted to make sure I was 100% comfortable with everything. And, you know, things didn't work out that way. And, you know, the more and more I talked to my coach, Jesse Kawaki, and my new assistant coach was my D partner for a bit, Corey Melkert, last year. Played a lot of golf together and stuff like that. He's actually in Pittsburgh for the summer, so I've been playing golf with him during the summer. Talking to them a lot throughout the summer. It just kind of made me realize how great I have it there and how much I really enjoy the people, the place. It's kind of made my decision easy, and it just kind of made it for itself.
Yeah, definitely. What's it like having a former D partner as one of your coaches now? What's that like?
So far, I haven't really experienced that. Just being during the off season stuff. But there has been a few times on the golf course where he tells our coach, "I can't talk to you right now. I'm playing golf with Travis." So, we have a really good relationship. Yeah, it was kind of funny. Me and him had a good relationship last year. We got along great. So. I'm sure he's going to play me to my strengths, just like our coach did last year. I'm looking forward to the change of the player coach relationship than last year.
Yeah, that'll be awesome. I'm sure he definitely knows all of your strengths and weaknesses and can use that to the advantage of the marksman this coming season. So what have you been doing this summer, buddy?
So I got a job. Came back. I was a personal trainer last summer. Came back to do something like that again. Ended up getting a job in sales at LA Fitness, which is where I went to be a trainer. It's a bit different. It's full time, working 40 hours a week. But the more I thought about it, the more it'll probably benefit me a little later in life when I'm not playing hockey, having a little bit of a background in sales.
Some more to put on the resume there.
Exactly. It's actually good. It's a good gig. I had a really good first month there and picking it up the last half of this month, so I might have found my calling after all. We'll have to see, but it's like I said, it's a good experience. It's actually gonna allow me to do some stuff in Fayetteville next year, just learning front office stuff with our owner.
Oh, that's awesome.
I've had some chats with him about it, so all in all, it's a good experience. Enjoying it so far.
That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. How do you balance the hockey life, the training for the upcoming season, and a 40 hour work week?
A lot less golf. That's what I'm thinking. It's actually not bad. We do split shifts at the gym, so I'm there 9 to 1, and then 3:30, 4 o'clock on till about 7:30. So I get a nice 2 hour break where I can do my workouts and my running and all that stuff. It's actually nice because I'm not forced to get up super, super early. I can actually have the time during the day. I've only started skating here a couple weeks ago, so when I've been doing that earlier in the morning. You know, I show up to work a little late, a couple days a week. No one's going to yell at me.
Nice. Nice. Sounds like a pretty good summer. I mean, I just can't imagine, like, fitting all of that in, like, one week. You're between working out, and just everything, yeah. And a personal life at that. Like,
it's like having two full-time jobs.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's definitely a lot of work, but, you know, I'm enjoying the fast-paced, you know, always busy type thing. It's kind of, like I said before, it's, you know, starting to prepare me for when life after hockey happens. Hopefully not for a while, but it's something that, you know, you're going to have to get used to. You can't just get up, go to the rink, and be home by noon every day and have nothing to do. So,
yeah,
I'm enjoying it. I'm learning a lot. So it's so far so good.
Nice, nice. So what's your plans for this upcoming season? What's your goals looking like for this upcoming season with the Marksmen?
I think first and foremost, I want to win a championship, just kind of like everyone says. But for me, I thought we had a really solid group last year. You know, we were tight with each other, but I thought as a team we were pretty balanced. You know, we ran into a good team there in Birmingham at the end, but we took them to three games out of the three-game series. You look around the league and some guys are retiring, the top 5-10 guys in the league. So that's obviously going to be a nice help not having to play against them every night. But I think, you know, with our coach Jesse going into his second full season as a head coach, I think he's obviously learned a lot. I think Corey Melker, our assistant coach, he's going to be a very good, you know, buffer between the head coach and the players, just obviously coming off a season where he was a player. And, you know, I think having an extra year to recruit and get a name out there, you know, we had a lot better year than we did the year before. So, you know, it's hopefully not a place where people don't want to come. Hopefully it's a place where we get some good people signed. And I trust our coaches to do what's best for us. So I'm looking forward to that. Obviously, personally, I just built off last year. I mean, obviously the best year of my career by a significant amount. Want to, you know, keep pushing forward and do the best that I can so that I can help the team win. You know, if I'm lucky to get some more awards or stuff like that, that would, you know, obviously be an honor. But main goal is obviously to win a championship.
Yeah, well, you came back on the show, so there's definitely going to be some more awards and a great season ahead of you because of the power play push. It just happens. I mean, it's just facts at this point.
More goals this year.
I mean, and then if the whole team wants to come on, we'll get more guys. We can just build a winning environment in the locker room. Just the power play push, a full power play push in the locker room.
You might have to. That might be. I mean, maybe you'd have to make a little vacation up north.
That'd be sick. So you rocked the A last season for Fayetteville. What was that like?
That was obviously a huge honor. I didn't expect to. You always expect to do your best and do better on it every year, but to kind of have the start that I had, you know, 15 points in 14 games or something like that, coming off 15 points in your whole career, you know, it was definitely gave me a lot of confidence, let me play good. I could use that to lead a lot of the young guys. We had a lot of young players, maybe not young, but first year players, you know, especially on the back end. I think we had at the first bit of the year, I think we had five rookies. I might have been the only guy that wasn't a rookie.
Oh, man.
If I'm not mistaken, so something like that. So, you know, I was able to, you know, help those guys out a bit. You know, coach was obviously generous enough, and I was willing, you know, all ready to have the A. And obviously, was very blessed to have that. And obviously, a huge honor. So, it was definitely a shock whenever I got called in the locker room that day.
Yeah, I mean, that's for sure a huge honor. I saw one of the pictures of you rocking the A, and I was like, oh man, that's pretty awesome, man. That's pretty sick.
Oh yeah. I had to save a couple of those.
Now, what are the chances that you may be able to rock the C this upcoming season, or does Fayetteville already have their captain already, like, is that already a signing that they already have, or have you?
Well, our captain's been there for a couple of years. He's been there since my first year pro. You know, that kind of all depends on if he comes back or not, I guess.
Gotcha.
You know, he's 31, you know, wife and a kid and all that. So, you know, I've had good chats with him this summer. I know things are still in the works for him. So, you know, I want to see what happens there. Obviously, you know, no letter, CA, it doesn't really matter to me. I just want to try to help the team and lead the team as best as possible. So if I'm lucky enough to get it, that'd be obviously a huge honor. And if not, you know, I'm going to keep playing my game the same way and doing everything that I do the same. So.
Yeah, definitely. And what's it been like, like the leadership been like, wearing the A? Obviously the younger players and the rookies, maybe not the younger guys, but the first guys that first year guys in the SPHL. What's it like having guys look up to you in that leadership role?
Well, first things first, it makes me feel old. you know, this last 3 years have been flying by. Obviously, you know, it was obviously a good situation. You know, I was playing well, and you know, things were looking up to the team too, so that kind of made it a lot easier. I you know, I listened to like some of the things Chara said about stuff. Yeah, I don't even though they're first year guys, half of them are older than me sometimes. So, you know, I just treat them like one of the guys. You know, my roommate was a rookie. He was my D partner for the longest time this year. Like, he was just my guy. Nothing really changed. Obviously, when there's times when people needed, you know, had asked questions about things or whatever, I was going to try to do my best to give, you know, advice. And, you know, especially guys looking for call-ups. Like, I knew that this year I wasn't going to take any, but I'd been down that road. So, just, you know, telling them to stay patient, you know, all that stuff. Like I said, just tried to help those guys feel as comfortable as possible, especially early on in the year.
Nice. And for those call-ups, is that something that is in, like, your contracts or something, or anything? Or how do the, like, how do you know a player has that option as a call-up, or, like, before the season starts? Is that something you guys have written in your contracts, that you are available for, like, a two-way deal kind of thing like that?
No, it's similar to the ECHL. Guys that are on ECHL deals can go to any team in the American League. You see guys get loaned up all the time. You look at my buddy Mingo, got loaned up to Manitoba for a bit this year. I'm happy for him. But it's kind of the same thing. So everyone's kind of, you know, you can get picked, you cannot get picked. A lot of guys decide, you know, in my situation, I had told Coach early, you know, right after I got there, that I was going to be there all year, committed to that team. And so he kind of knew that I was going to be there, you know, and I wouldn't take anything. But, you know, everyone kind of just goes about their business. A lot of guys just want to stay. A lot of guys want to go up, especially younger guys that are trying to get some exposure. So there's nothing written in, nothing like that. It's pretty standard, you know, similar to the East Coast League.
So basically, if you get the call, you get the call. If you don't get the call, you don't. That's pretty straightforward. It's got to be good, though, for your coach to hear you say that you're 100% committed to the team no matter what. It's got to be a good feeling as a coach to know that you have that solid player.
Man, you're probably not thinking about it as much. You're just focusing on playing the game.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, you know. Obviously, I think that it definitely helped me. More, I wouldn't say more than coach, but obviously, Coach knowing I'd be there was nice for him. But for me, it was, you know, my first 2 years, I think. Quote unquote, being a mental midget in some situations where I was worried about a call up or if I'm up, if I don't play good, am I going to get released? Like, that goes through your head, and that's obviously not the best ticket for success. But, you know, coming into this year, when I told him I'd be there the whole year, I had, you know, I didn't have to worry about packing my stuff up and leaving or anything like that, unless he decided to trade me away. But, you know, in that regard, I had my apartment for the whole year. I didn't have to worry about anything. And I thought that just took the stress away of everything. Like, if I knew I had a bad game, you know, it's shit happens, you know, I'll be there the next game. It's not, you know, you have a bad game and we can grab someone from another team kind of thing. So I think it just took it obviously brought my confidence up, but it took the stress away and kind of let me be free and play my game. And I think that was one of the biggest reasons why I had the year I did.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, and it clearly showed with the success of your season. Now, something that may also help in that process is you are beloved by pretty much every fan base that you go to. The Iceman fans loved you, and now from what I see through social media, the Marksman fans are big Jake fans. What does that do for you?
You know, obviously it's a huge support, as you can imagine. Obviously not NHL level fans where we have 15,000-16,000, but you know, for the crowds we do get, seeing the people with your jersey on or you know, with signs or whatever, you know, it's a good feeling to have. I mean, you know, being wanted is obviously a great feeling. So You know, especially, you know, especially when times were rough this year. I mean, there had a stretch where I wasn't really playing that well. The team, you know, went on a nice losing streak at some point. So, you know, seeing that in the stands every night's a huge confidence boost. And other guys on our team feel the same way, I can imagine. You know, a lot of guys are very beloved by those fans.
Yeah, it's really great to see. I mean, from us here in Jacksonville, where you once played, watching and seeing the support that Fayetteville has given you and that entire team has been great to see for sure. Now, it's time for us to get down to the fun stuff here. I got to know from you, you guys have – Fayetteville has been known to have some pretty sick jerseys in the past. We've talked to you about those jerseys in the past. This season you had a new set of themed jerseys. What was your favorite themed jersey from this past season?
Okay, so I have two answers to that. The first one's going to be the emotional one, and the second one will be the fun one. The first one, the emotional one, was the cancer jersey nights we had. My grandfather died of cancer when I was in 9th grade or 10th grade, and it was really cool that we got to personalize the jerseys this year. You got to put on the whoever you're fighting for his name. It was actually in the place of where your name bar is, and then your name was below the number. And you know, it was. I had the cool breast cancer one in Jacksonville, but this was like the first cancer jersey that we were able to customize and stuff like that. So that one meant a huge deal to me. And actually, I had never done the paint the rink either. So for that night, I actually got to do that for the first time in my career. So it was an emotional night for, you know, my family was watching and stuff like that. So. It was actually funny. I bought one of the jerseys from the company for my grandma and got
nice.
It for her awesome. Birthday. So
super
that
special.
Was obviously, that was a really good one. The fun one actually was, it was a special jersey, but I think it might come back is what I hear. The orange ones. I don't know if you guys saw those pictures.
Yeah.
I think those were like practice third jerseys. That's what the rumor was. So I really liked them. I thought it was a nice it was a different color of orange that you don't see a lot. So I kind of thought that was interesting and innovative. So I like that one. I may or may not have stole the pair of socks that they gave us for those. So I kind of wear them still to this day. I like those ones. It was a cool, seeing a third jersey with a really unique color. The orange is not really the biggest third jersey color. So I like those ones. I like those ones a lot. That would be my second favorite.
Yeah, those are pretty sick. It's funny you say that because as soon as I went to Google Fayetteville Marksman jerseys earlier on today, you in that jersey is the second image that pops up.
Yep.
So
I caught a couple of good ones that game. I'm pretty sure, I don't know why I was smiling that game. I think we lost like 6-1.
Because you're rocking the six sweaters, of course.
Yeah, I mean, that must have been why. Maybe that was after the only goal.
Look good, feel good, and maybe not play so good.
I don't remember what my plus minus that game was, so we're just going to say I was even. Right?
Exactly, yeah, exactly, for sure.
I like that one a lot. That was cool.
Yeah, I'm always excited to see what sweaters you guys come up with next, because I mean, you guys have been known for having some pretty cool looking jerseys throughout the season. So we had the sweater talk, and now it's time to kind of bump up into the NHL, because you are a huge Pittsburgh Penguins fan. For those who have never listened to a Jake interview that we've had, he's a huge Penguins fan. He's sighing right now.
I heard a little bit of a sigh there.
He's sighing, and it's just funny because normally it's not a sigh. Normally it's I'm excited to talk about the Penguins in the future and all that good stuff. But what was the sigh for, buddy?
There's no sigh. No.
No?
It's been a long day.
Oh, okay. That's all right.
The breath I have now.
I was going to say, maybe we're upset about Phil the Thrill getting traded still. I get it.
Oh, not upset at all.
Not upset at all? Really?
Yeah, let's hear more about that.
Oh, no. I mean, I don't know the guy. But if there's something that needed changed, you look at a guy like James Neal, very similar style player, big shooter, not the best defensive guy, not a big defense guy. nothing wrong with that. They made their careers off scoring 40 goals a year, but he was there for a bit, didn't work out. They got rid of him. They won 2 cups. Not saying it's going to happen again, but maybe it's something like that needs to change. He's a popular guy in the locker room. I'm pretty sure James Neal was too. Maybe that's the little kick in the ass they need.
Yeah.
But in return, I mean, you see times where the Penguins get guys that are hopefully not reclamation projects, but, you know, hope they find their spark again playing with the two best players in the world, in my opinion. So we'll see if Galchenyuk can do what he did in Montreal at points. So we'll see. I think it's a good start. I mean, you kind of have to do something big after that debacle they had this year.
Yeah, definitely. So you trust the Penguins front office to make the right decisions, because I've seen a lot of Penguins fans not so happy about the Thrill deal, and then I'm also seeing Penguins fans not so happy about the extension that they gave Mike Sullivan.
I think Sullivan's a good coach. I mean,
yeah, absolutely.
You kind of have to look at what he did in such a short time, but
absolutely.
So I loved
him in New York.
I was in Orlando shopping with Alicia, and there was a Penguins fan that wanted to talk hockey, and he was talking about how he wasn't excited about it, and he has heard and read a bunch of Penguin tweets, fans' tweets,
yeah,
saying that they didn't like the Mike Sullivan extension, and I was just really confused by it. I was like, the guy,
well, if not him.
I bet you $100 a person that those are the people that are very unhappy that Phil got traded.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Because there was that rumor of the beef, so you got to pick a side. You can't be on both sides. So I'm going to assume that that's the people who were mad that Phil got traded.
Definitely. Definitely 100%. I can definitely see that those guys fit in that bill. We've seen a lot of change for the Pittsburgh Penguins. We saw them be active during the trade deadline. They were able to acquire Nick Bjugstad from the Florida Panthers, who I love. I think is a great player.
Good addition.
Made us look stupid in college once. That was fun.
Oh,
oh, he made us look really dumb my freshman year.
Story time. Here we go. Let's hear it.
Oh, we played Minnesota Christmas tournament my freshman year. It was actually my first game of my career there. We lost 8-1.
Oof.
We didn't have Johnny, but I don't think Johnny would have scored 7 goals. I'm pretty sure their first power play that year was Bjugstad, Haula, Schmidt, Brady Shea, and a kid by the name of Kyle Rowell, who I think Kyle Rowell has some NHL games, but he was a pretty good player in the American League. So,
oh man,
I think they scored 6 power play goals out of 8. So,
oof,
yeah,
that's a little
rant there.
That's an unreal lineup to have to go against.
Yeah,
the fact they didn't win the national championship there was pretty upsetting.
Yeah, that's crazy.
But there's my little rant on Minnesota for the day.
Man. So so the rivalry between Boston and Minnesota is still alive and well. It's a miracle reference, Anthony. You could get it here.
Yeah, I've seen the movie.
Okay, there you go.
I know
you're
talking about it. I just wasn't going to comment on
okay,
it.
Okay, fair enough. So we talked earlier in the show about the Stanley Cup playoff, or the Stanley Cup odds that were released from Vegas not too long ago, and they have the Penguins 25-1 on the same level as the Florida Panthers. What do you have to say to that?
Is betting illegal in Pennsylvania? you can't ever count out Sidney Crosby and Evgeny Malkin.
Yeah, 100%,
like,
absolutely.
You can't. I don't care who they have around them. You can't count them out. So, good for Vegas. You know, maybe better for me if I throw $100 down on them. we'll see. Like I said before, it kind of all depends on how everyone, meshes in the fold with where guys are going to play. I do like the trade where they are at Olimata.
Oh yeah, they sent him to Chicago.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do like that deal. Great player, but
no one really liked Olimata.
I liked him. I understood why people liked him, but I could understand at the same time why people didn't like him.
Yeah.
So,
I had a lot of
it. It's very interesting where they are trying to do a speed team, and he's one of the false guys in the ice.
Yeah.
So,
I had a lot of Penguin fans, friends, come up to me and talk about how they just did not like Olimata and the mistakes he would make on the ice. That was one big thing that I would always hear around Olimata. But, I mean, one thing that we kind of always go back to when we're talking about the Penguins is between the pipes and Matt Murray.
Yeah.
Murray. Yeah. That just seems like the kicker here. I mean,
hot. It seems like he's hot and cold. It seems like there's...
It's either he's injured or not, I feel like, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
What I thought would have been nice for them to do, if they could have afforded it, would have been went out and got, I don't want to say a 1A, 1B, but a maybe a little more steady veteran.
Like,
backup goalie.
A lot of teams are going to look at that method.
Yeah. It's kind of, I wouldn't even necessarily that say that mold, but just something, like I said, someone a little more solid, a little more experienced.
Yeah.
Nothing against Casey DeSmith. Great goalie playing against him in college. But you look at the times they have on where, I mean, Fleury's obviously on another level, but he's got that kind of safety valve if, you know, he gets hurt or something happens. And, you know, maybe it's a mental game for him. I don't know. I'm not in that locker room. But I would have liked to have seen maybe a veteran backup goalie or something if they could have swung that.
Yeah, we saw plenty of them on the market this year. Would you say, I guess Robin Leonard would fall into that category? Semyon Varlamov would have fallen into that category. Then you have up in Canada, you had Mike Smith and Cam Talbot.
Yeah, they were traded for each other.
Were they traded? I thought they just – I'm pretty sure it was just a signing, bud.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
They were signed. Yeah, they were signed. Yeah. I think. Yeah.
Do your research, bud. Do your research. Do your research, man. It's definitely going to be interesting to see what the Penguins can do this coming season. Like you said, though, I mean, they have two of the best players in the game, so it's – I mean – it's hard not to say that they're going to be right in the thick of it in the playoffs next season.
Don't forget a top three. I think a top three defenseman in the league as well.
Who? Which one?
Letang. Don't even sigh.
I think he may have lost a step over the years.
No.
Hold on. Okay, no, hold on. So hold on, though. This is great, though, because you and I, Anthony, are not very good hockey players.
No.
Personally.
No.
Jake is a defenseman of the year. He knows things here. What do you see in Chris Letang that makes you say that he is a good defenseman still?
Yeah.
For starters, I think he had one of his best statistic careers this year. If I'm not mistaken, top three at least. Look, he's a freak in the gym. He's a strong, strong guy. He skates like no other, and I think that's the biggest part of, you know, the NHL now is skating and how well you skate. He might not be I think he's still as fast as he was, but, you know, he maybe lost a stride, but his ability to break out of the zone by himself or at least get to the top of circles by himself to this day is still top three. Like I said, guys in the NHL can do it. And obviously, I'm a little biased because I feel like I try to model my game after him, but I still think him being able to get the puck out of the zone by himself is, you know, second to none. I mean, and the other thing is the amount of minutes he plays.
That is true.
He's playing 26, 28 a night in the regular season. I think his average is probably 25, 26.
Yeah, something along those lines for sure.
Like, that's pretty insane.
Yeah.
I mean, all right.
There's some good points. There's a reason why he's been in the league so long and since it stuck around playing those top minutes as well. You're right.
And the best part was he stayed relatively healthy this year. I say relatively, given that he's had some pretty bad injuries.
He's had concussion problems, right?
Yeah.
Letang? I think he had a concussion neck problem, and then he had something else. I forget, a couple years back.
Yeah.
Definitely some good points for Chris defending Chris Letang. I guess I could see it. I don't know. It's tough to say.
Those are definitely some valid points for Chris Letang.
Let me say this then. Maybe I just feel for him because the times where he makes mistakes and people are all, you know, hard on him.
Yeah,
I'm doing this. I've done the exact same thing multiple times.
Well, that's why it's great to get your take on this because of that.
Absolutely.
Because of that, you have that experience doing the same exact thing. I mean, like I said, Anthony and I are beer league players, and a lot of people that listen to the show are beer league players, and a lot of people that talk that crap about Chris Letang are either beer league players or don't play at all.
Yeah.
Hearing that take is huge.
Absolutely.
I'm not sitting here saying he had the best playoff series against the Islanders, but you're not going to trade that guy.
Yeah. No way.
They're not going to. Who are you going to fill him in with? That's the thing that you think about. So, I still think he's got it. I'm excited to see what happens with them. And maybe they were still a little tired after, you know, 2.5 runs. So. You know, hopefully they get a whole summer and, you know, the GM figures out some things. And like I said, you can't really count out those two players.
That's true.
Players,
never. Absolutely.
Yeah, no, definitely not. And, I mean, The East is getting a lot tougher, though. That's another thing I worry about with – I mean, even, like, we're Ranger fans, so it's like we're getting better, but how much – I mean, with everyone else in the East is still getting that much better, and it's
– The Islanders, the Hurricanes, who were down at the bottom for so long, they're rising up now, too.
Yeah. Islanders will be at the bottom.
Oh.
You think, at the bottom. You think they're going back down?
Who's their goalie?
Oh. Ooh. Simeon Varlamov, but he's
who
not
can't
say
he can't stay healthy.
They still have Thomas Greiss, but that's not. I mean,
he did well with Leonard, but that's not being a starting goalie. There's a difference between that being a good starting goalie.
That's true.
The other thing I look at is most teams in that division did something relatively significant to get better or to change things up. You know, Pittsburgh got rid of Kessel. I guess Washington really didn't do a whole lot. But you know, look at Philadelphia, did everything in the world. They got my boy Hazy for a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one stung a little bit for us.
It did.
That one stung.
yeah, obviously the Rangers doing what they did. They're not in the division, but Florida doing that. I think Carolina's going to be exceptionally better. This next year, I liked Dzingel as a player.
I
think they're my new favorite. They're my new second favorite team now. An hour away from Raleigh.
Oh,
nice.
Yeah, I gotta.
How often you guys go to games? Is that a thing during the season?
Some guys go. I never have. I'll try to make it out to one this year. I wanted to go to a couple games with guys I played in college. Were there and most of them didn't line up, so like they'd be playing on a Friday. Friday kind of thing. So. I wanted to go see Vegas. I played with Alex Tuck for 2 years. So
one of the sickest training camp sellies of all time. Alex Tuck,
I love
in
it.
Minnesota. That was one of the sickest ones I've ever seen.
I've seen that recirculating over the internet the last couple of days. So I don't know what the deal is with that, but no, he's a really good kid. I was friend with him at school. So you know, find teams like that where you can go see some buddies. Would have been nice. So maybe next year we'll find a game where I can get to one. But obviously that's not the highest on my priority list.
Yeah. I feel like with all the things going on during the season, I'm sure that's not on the list of things to do.
Television's high definition. So
yeah, exactly.
Pretty good.
Exactly. I mean, the seat at home is just as good. So
probably sometimes better.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. No, it's. The Hayes comment still stung though. Just thinking
I didn't even think about that.
It's totally okay. It's just like I kind of like started forgetting about Hayes.
I mean, I'm happy for him.
He's getting paid.
Yeah,
he's
a nice contract.
He's getting a huge deal.
Oh, yeah.
from Philly. Kind of making things a little rough for the Rangers though. By the way, because I mean, like with
a lot of teams got better.
The contracts. The contracts that are being paid and like you did. You give Kevin Hayes that much money, and then you look at the rest of the league, and
that's why the Rangers knew they couldn't keep him.
Yes and no, though. There are some deals that are a lot smaller than that. Like you can tell that's a little bit high.
Yeah,
I mean, look at Aho, look at Meyer.
Yeah,
LeBanc, for Christ's sakes, $1 million, he had 50 points this
year.
So I guess that I would I don't I hope it's I don't think it's an overpay. I think Hazy deserves.
Oh no! I don't think it's an overpay at all. I just feel like it just changes the game for contracts. You see what Kevin Hayes is getting paid, and then you see what the players that are slightly ranked above Kevin Hayes, and you have to pay them as well. So it
sets the market.
It sets the market and it raises the bar even higher for players on a little bit higher rank than Kevin Hayes. And
they're holding their fort, so we'll see what happens with those guys.
As much as I hate to say it, the Flyers do look good, man. On paper, their lineup is. Well, Carter Hart,
let's see. Can he sustain a full year? No, you just gotta watch that, I guess. But
yeah, try not to go through eight.
On paper, they are.
Yeah, definitely. They'll try not to go through eight goalies this season. Was it eight? Was that the final tally last season?
I think it was eight, and they tied like a league record.
Yeah, that's insane.
Yeah,
that's absolutely insane.
I really like Carter Hart though.
Yeah, I think he's showing promise for sure.
Yeah, it's proven tough to play goalie in Philly historically.
Yeah, Yeah, no, for sure. Yeah. Well, Jake, we appreciate you coming on. We've held you for a little too long now. We've going on 30 something minutes here. I'm sure you're ready to go to bed because you probably have a lot of stuff to do tomorrow and for the rest of your summer.
Work 8 to 1.
Well, that's not too bad. It's not too bad. So that's that about does it though, man. It's been a pleasure to have you on again, and I'm sure we're gonna have you on again soon. Absolutely. To talk about maybe
I'm
a little.
Playing, well, I'll have to come back on, make sure I get the
exactly the power play push, man. It's hot. It's a thing. Don't forget it. And I mean, if anyone's slumping this season too, just let them know. Be like, hey, you got to get the power play push. It's just what you need to get yourself to the next level. I mean,
I'll talk to people.
Wait, did you get an award? Like, do you get an award? What do you get for the SPHL Defenseman of the Year? Do you get like a?
I actually didn't know I was gonna get anything, and I got an email in like May or June. I actually got a ring.
That's sick. That's
cool.
They tweeted out some pictures of it. Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's got the name, team name, all that stuff on it. So
that's sick, dude.
Nice. Yeah,
that's awesome, cool. Man.
Should be here in a couple of days, so I'm excited to.
That's pretty cool, man. That's pretty cool. Nice. That's awesome. I just thought about that. I was like, what do you? I mean, that's cool, man. And next year you're gonna be adding what is the trophy for the SPHL called? I can't.
It's the President's Cup.
That's it. The President's Cup, for sure. So that's what you're gonna be adding next season because of the power play push.
Yeah.
And because you're a talented player. I mean, we're not gonna get around that part, but. Huh. We appreciate you coming on, man. We're going to have you again on soon. Thanks again.
Yeah, thank you so much for coming on. That was fun.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys. It was fun.
And there you have it, folks. What a great time talking to our boy, SPHL All-Star himself, Travis Jake.
Absolutely.
Always a pleasure talking to him.
Yeah, that was a good time.
And
some great stories. After we hung up with him, he said he's got some more college stories he's going to come on and tell.
I'm pumped. he definitely let us know about that, and he's going to be on the show hopefully sooner rather than later. Did he change your mind on the Chris Letang thing, though? That's what I got to ask you.
He absolutely did. He made some really good points. He brought up the fact that how many minutes a night he's playing.
Yes.
The fact that he was finally healthy. He's been dealing with injuries. And you know what? Honestly, like I came to the conclusion, it's like, he's right. There's a reason this guy's been in the league so long.
He's been able to adapt and change and adapt absolutely. To the way the league is changing at the speed and everything.
Sometimes it's just a matter of perspective. You think if a guy's playing, 20, 30 minutes a night, obviously not 30, but 20 minutes a night, you're going to put those mistakes under a microscope and miss, the 18 minutes where he's making plays and quietly shutting down offenses.
I mean, that's also another thing that a lot of people have to think about as well, because we talked about it on the show, and the reason why we brought up Jake's opinion on Chris Letang was because of Jake's experience playing at the professional level. And I mean, sometimes you have to think about that kind of stuff when you're judging a player or yelling at a player for doing something wrong. You have to think about how hard it is to do what they are doing.
It is awesome getting that perspective.
For sure, absolutely. Sure. And it was a great time having him on. And on that note, Anthony, that just about wraps it up.
That's it. What a show.
What a 50th episode here, bud.
Wow.
What a 50th episode. 50 episodes.
Yeah, that was awesome.
50 episodes. It's been unreal. On that note, folks, thank you guys so much for tuning into another episode of the Power Play Podcast. Don't forget to... What do you want?
I just wanted to send.
Hold on. Wait a second. No, I'm losing it here. You want to know why I'm a little rattled here? It's because I have to go edit these shows. I have to edit these shows. Brett doesn't do this anymore. I have to edit these shows, and then I have to try and find when it's a great time to start putting our outro music in, and you doing this all the damn time. It makes it difficult.
Bit of a mental midget there, eh?
Unbelievable. What do you want? What are you interrupting me for?
Honestly, I just wanted to send another special thanks to Jake for coming on and chatting with us. That was a lot of fun. We really appreciate you taking your time out of your schedule, because obviously you said you're working
super busy.
You're waking up early, working late to spend the time with us. We really, really appreciate it. Super funny, super nice guy. Has great stories, super down to earth talking to us, just like we're
both, very appreciative of that, of the time.
Absolutely.
For sure.
He doesn't have to do that. We've met
We've talked to many pros that just say, just ignore us.
Yeah, they shrug us off, whatever. Yeah. Like, we really do appreciate you coming on and chatting hockey with us.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, for sure. And while you're on the thanking here, I guess I will. You thanked the fans last week, and I want to thank them again. We are at the 50th episode. What are you doing?
I was trying to mouth to you to ask people to share.
Oh, yeah, I was podcast. Getting there. I was going to get there here.
I was just making sure you were. I was going to get there
here.
You know,
but most importantly, no I discretion. Wanted to thank the fans here. I wanted to thank the fans for all the support that they have given us throughout our time, throughout our 50 year, our 50 show. I said 50 years. Our 50th show. We need a patch. We need a 50th patch.
A 50th patch?
A 50th Power Play podcast patch.
Someone get on this.
Someone get on it, please. No, thank you guys so much for supporting our show through this, through 50 episodes and hopefully a lot more throughout our time. And like Anthony was saying, don't forget to share the show. The only way we grow is by you sharing and letting everyone know about the greatest hockey podcast that's hitting your eardrums every week.
Absolutely.
Thank you guys so much for tuning into another episode of the Power Play Podcast. Don't forget to follow us on all of our social media platforms at the Power Play Pod. And you can check us out on any podcasting platform at the Power Play Podcast. Don't forget to leave us a review. Let us know what you think of this show. For Anthony Milani, I am the one and only Vinny Milani.
All right, I'm out of here. I hear that Asteroids Machine calling my name from the game room. So, peace.
And we're heading to the Asteroids Machine. Have a good night or day, whenever you're listening.
See ya.